got to be pleased that the guys really stepped up and brought home a lot of hardware coming up in the weekend, didn't they?
Yeah, it was a pretty good day on Saturday in Holdridge for us. You know, we were hoping to have some pretty good success on Saturday with the lineup that we put out there on the mat. We had 11 guys all together wrestling on Saturday, and, you know, quite a few of them wrestled pretty darn well. I think we had six of our 11 guys wrestling in the championship finals. Two of them got first, and the other four got second. And then we had a third place finish and a fourth place finish. Our two guys that got first in their brackets were at 144 pounds. Tristan Campbell took care of business in all three of his matches. He got first place at 144 pounds. And then Callan McCorkle at 165 pounds, he got first place as well. And even in the championship final match, he wrestled a kid from Grand Island Northwest and ended up winning that match by a tech fall. And so, you know, that's good for him. And I believe this is his first championship as a varsity wrestler. And so, you know, that's a nice accomplishment for him. Other placers on the day for us, Tice Hammerlin at 120 pounds. He got second place, which was good for him. At 150 pounds, Trenton Riley got fourth place, which was a good finish for him. At 175 pounds, probably one of the bigger surprises of the day was Jackson Blomstedt. Going into the tournament, he was the number eight seed, and you know, I don't think he had won a match this year up to that point on the varsity side. And you know, he took advantage of his opportunity, went out there and got a pin in the first round over the number one seeded guy, and then just kept it rolling and got another win in the semifinals, and ended up on in second place on the day. And so, you know, I think his confidence was pretty high. You know, his emotions were pretty high. At the end of the day, that was a pretty good day for him. At 190 pounds, Gabe Roberts got second place, wrestled a pretty solid day for him, ended up losing in the finals to a kid from Holdridge that was a state qualifier last year, a pretty good wrestler. He ended up losing 9-3, but he'll get his chance to hopefully see him again a couple of more times this season. Davian Hansen at 215 pounds got third place, which was good for Davian. This was his first tournament of the year. He had sit out the first week, and it was good to have him back on the mat on Saturday. And then Spencer Steinbeck at heavyweight got second place as well, ended up losing in the finals to, I believe, the number one ranked kid in the state from Norton. Tough kid, you know, just ended up getting caught in a throw and losing the match. But, you know, second place is nothing to be ashamed of. And as a team, we ended up in third place, and we were just 1.5 points behind Broken Bow for second place. And, you know, it was an exciting day for our kids, because you know, they were looking at the team scores all throughout the day, and you know, we were right up there, you know, number one, two, or three, and it was bouncing back and forth all day long. And you know, unfortunately, we came up just a hair short at the end. You know, and that difference, 1.5 point difference, would be just picking up one more win somewhere throughout the day, or you know, picking up one more pin as a win throughout the day. But, you know, nothing to be ashamed of. You know, the guys wrestled hard, and, you know, hopefully we can carry this momentum going forward into next weekend.
Minden and Broken Bow went 1-2, so those fellow Southwest Conference teams have some pretty good lineups this year, don't they?
Yeah. You know, Minden, I believe, is ranked number two in Class C, and as a team, and Broken Bow is ranked, I believe, number nine as a team in Class C. And you know, they both have, you know, solid lineups from top to bottom. But you know, the way we wrestled on Saturday, you know, showed our guys what we're capable of as well. You know, we finished ahead of Norton, which is one of the top teams in Kansas, and then, you know, a whole bunch of other Class B schools that were there as well. And so, you know, it was good to have our full lineup wrestling, and, you know, to show our guys what we're capable of, and that, you know, as a team, not just individually, but as a team, you know, hopefully, you know, we can be in a few more team races this year. And even though we came just a little bit short on Saturday from bringing home a plaque to hang in the wrestling room, I think we're going to have, you know, maybe one or two or maybe even more opportunities throughout the season to hopefully be in those team races and maybe bring home some team hardware.
Coach, got a busy week coming up with a big JV, boys JV, and girls varsity invite Thursday at the high school gym.
Yep, we get another opportunity to wrestle at home on Thursday. Our JV boys are going to be wrestling on Thursday along with our girls team, and it's always a great opportunity for our you know, younger guys and our girls to wrestle in front of the home crowd. That starts at 3 o'clock on a Thursday, and it's an open tournament as far as the boys' side goes, and so you just never know how many wrestlers are going to show up from how many different schools. The last couple of years we've had pretty darn good numbers, and it's been fairly competitive. There's been a good handful of Kansas schools that have come up as well and made our JV tournament pretty competitive, and so it'll be a good test for a lot of our younger guys, give them another opportunity to wrestle in front of the home crowd, and it'd be a good opportunity for our girls as well.
And then to Valentine, and looks like, hey, the weather's going to cooperate. Usually sometimes you run into some weather about this time of the season to this invite, and that's, you always describe this one as one of the toughest, most physical tournaments, isn't it?
Yep, it's, you know, as far as our tournaments go throughout the season, Valentine is one of those tournaments that you definitely circle on the calendar. It's a great measuring stick for you individually and as a team for the first half of the season going into a Christmas break. And this year will be no different. You know, it's that tough cowboy country up there. And, you know, the kids are physically strong. It's a good physical test for our wrestlers. And, you know, you always come out of the Valentine tournament a little bit beat up, just because of how physical it can be. But the majority of our guys have been there, you know, if not once, twice, wrestling in that tournament. And so most of our guys, you know, they know what they're going into. They know what to expect. A good number of our guys had success up there last year. And, you know, hopefully we can use that experience again this year. But, you know, you're going to see the teams that we haven't seen so far this year, like O'Neill. I believe they have a pretty solid team. David City, Amherst, Winter South Dakota always brings a tough group of guys. There's 16 teams there all together, and this year they're doing it all in one day on Saturday, and so it's going to be a marathon for sure on Saturday. And Valentine is one of those tournaments that if you can place, you know, in the top six at Valentine, usually that's a pretty good accomplishment. And, you know, there's been years in the past where there's been three returning state champs all in one bracket. And so that just, you know, gives you an idea of how tough some years, how tough those brackets can be. But, you know, our guys always look forward to going up there. It's a great environment. It's a great atmosphere. The fans up there are very knowledgeable of wrestling. And it gets pretty loud and gets pretty intense in those matches, especially when you're wrestling a kid from Valentine.